Praise God, beloved. Somebody would say hallelujah if there was real praise people in here. Say praise God, somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God Almighty. How are we feeling this afternoon? Is God still on the throne?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's give him due respect then as we do as a spiritual people. Give him praise. Put some thunder in the devil's ear. He can't stand God's people praising the name of God. So let's come to our feet, beloved, and let's open as a spiritual believing community would with some prayer. And let's see what God has in store for us today. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open and to whom no secrets are hid, we come before you standing with our heads bowed and our hearts surrendered to your will, acknowledging your might and your power. Thanking you most of all for your mercy and your grace. We ask you, Lord, to favor us now with repentant hearts, confessing those things that are not pleasing to thee and seeking your absolution for the same. Give us to truly be grateful for all of our blessings, seen and unseen, thanking you for reasonable health and strength, and most of all for having our minds stayed on thee even now in this moment. We pray, thank you, Lord, for this church, for this house that has been for us a place to come and to seek your face that thou might give us guidance. We praise you for Pastor Humphrey and for the congregation here that maintains this house and has had a mind to open it up that your people might be informed and might even be lifted up and brought closer into the likeness of thee. We ask you to look at everyone today, Lord, and that you know every need, and bless accordingly, even bless those that are yet traveling here, make their way straight. And those that for some reason been cut off from this golden opportunity, let them too benefit from our prayers and the words that will be said here. We ask you to just strengthen us, build us up where we're torn down, remove doubts and fears, and multiply our faith and increase our love for thee and even for one another. Let us be in this place of one accord and of one mind, even the same mind that is in Christ Jesus. We just praise you, Lord, and our jaw bells are ringing because we're trusting that you called us into this fight and we've never known you to lose a battle. So these blessings we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. I heard the folks say amen,
amen,
amen, and amen. Give God another hand, praise. You know, it's just something electrifying and exciting about being in the house of God. I said it's something exciting and electrifying about being in the house of God and being surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. How many people know that God is great? That this is his fight. See, I don't get in no fight unless it's God's fight, because I like being on the winning team, but Mr. Key, I don't just like go out trying to start something on my own, you know? It's not a gambling game. This ain't the lotto we're playing, but we're moving as the Spirit of God has commanded us. And I am so glad. I thank God for the courage of this preacher here. And I don't use that word lightly. It takes courageous men to stand up and speak truth to power these days. You see what I mean? Some of us are still a little afraid to speak the truth to those that are ruling over us and not to our benefit so much, because there seems to be in our minds that there's something for us to lose other than our chains. Amen? So how many people were able to go up to Sacramento and be a part of that historical occasion? Was that something? Man, I could see them buses lined up when I was coming across that little yellow bridge they got there. And you could see buses lined up. You could see the people excited about something new, like it's a new day. A day where hope is reborn in the minds of the people, where they feel that now they have a voice. Thinking about the great Marcus Garvey, who said, a people without an army is a people without a voice. You know, we could be home cussing out television. You know how you get mad at your news. You get up and stomp about, man, that's cold. Look at, oh, man, this is. Yeah, but that don't usually get nothing done. But when you organize people, not just for organizational sake, but for a movement, and they begin to move out, guided by the God, and have an agenda, and have a clear idea about what needs to be changed. See, Obama can't do it by himself. Amen? And if Obama don't do it, we're going to do it anyway, right? But we got to help him out. He's got to know that there's some people out here that's going to back him up if he stands up to do the righteous thing. People in Sacramento got to know. Because it's some brothers and sisters up there want to do right, but they don't have the army to back them up. But now they have a voice. And I heard Brother Minister say that we are going to back them up, or else we're going to back them out. Either do the right thing or get up and let somebody else have that seat. So I'm just excited to know that we're living in a very interesting time, beloved. It's a time that we can be greatly used of God. And see, somebody wants to be great. So that means that somebody wants to be a servant. If you're a servant of God, it's manifested in that you become a servant of the people. You can't just be servant of God for a flat TV and a Mercedes Benz, amen? But if you're serving God, that means you're dealing with the poor and the downtrodden. Those people that don't have the ability to articulate and share after being able to define what the problem is. See, we talk about power, but power is not just something that you are about getting loud, but it's to be able to define phenomena and have it act in a desired manner. And God has blessed us with a leadership here. Men that are trusting in God and the Spirit of God is pouring out the revelation of what needs to be done. Don't you get a little excited about that, y'all? Praise God Almighty. You know, it wasn't no small thing that God had us to go up there doing for us Christians. It was Holy Week. Y'all know about Holy Week, huh? Now that's the time when our prayers intensify. Yes. But it's also celebrating the time when Christ was standing in a kangaroo room court being judged by wicked men, because the religious rulers, though they couldn't get along amongst themselves, but they could get along when it come time to try to kill Jesus and bring him to the government and accuse him and charge him with all kind of false things. So there we were up there. See, we call Jesus the light of the world. And when I was a little boy, we used to say, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it, boy, the lights were shining in Sacramento. There wasn't a dark corner for a devil to hide in, because the light of Christ and the truth was shining bright. So we just praise God. I'm excited. I'm not the guest speaker today, but I'm just one of the servants of God. We have Brother, our prophet with us, Elder Bluefoot. He's here. I know he has something that he wants to share with us. And again, I just thank God for these men of God that have taken out their time consistently to be a part of this. And we have a very distinguished guest here today, but Bishop Jackson is in the house. Praise God Almighty. He knows his work. And we're glad. See, God is calling noble, bold, and fearless men for this battle. Can we give God a hand praise while we have Brother Bishop to come up and share the God and put on his heart?